Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle. I'm here with my co-host Gary LaRude, sporting a nice new look here.
A little bit.
So we're going to take a look at our March test and measurement issue, very popular issue every year. So the cover story is written by Rodin Schwartz, and it's about the design of multiple compact antenna test ranges into a single system to measure multiple angles of arrival for a 5G millimeter wave device. It's a really innovative engineering feat in my mind.
Yeah.
They were able to interleave, overlap the multiple compact antenna test ranges into a very small system. So a very good story to check out. So what do we have for technical features?
Well, we've got a couple along the same lines of the test and measurement theme. From the inventors of the Millibox, we have an interesting app note on the challenges of deciding what type of an anechoic chamber to use for millimeter wave over the air measurements for phased array systems. And then this month's Fabs and Labs, we actually visit virtually the NARTA Safety Test Solutions business. They do a lot of interesting instrumentation. And then our editorial review board has given us a couple of technical feature articles, one on a circularly polarized 4x4 uniplanar array, and the second one is a broadband high-efficiency Class J power amplifier. So something for everyone.
Yeah, and on the product features, the more millimeter wave products, there is a 23 to 44 gigahertz orthomode transducer from Aravant, and that covers the 5G millimeter wave bands. We also had a millimeter wave VNA test cable, metrology grade, from Junkasha. And finally, we had a 40 gigahertz vector signal source from Anapico, and that has phase coherent agile signals and multiple outputs. So it's a very good product to check out. What do we have for tech briefs?
We've got a couple of tech briefs, one from Remcom Engineering. They have extended their Wayfarer software platform to do more realistic radar simulations. And then a real interesting real-time tuning capability for millimeter wave filters that basically combines the Synmatrix software platform with Rodin Schwartz VNAs.
And so we'll stick on the subject of millimeter wave and turn to the news. There was a new report put out by Polaris Market Research about the millimeter wave market hitting $6.8 billion by 2026.
Wow.
We've seen a few of these, so I think it's probably a realistic expectation. But that's a lot of markets, and I think it's going to be primarily driven by telecom, especially with the rollout of 5G millimeter wave. But another important area for us to cover is the automotive radar sensor market. And there were two news items on the same day in this area. So Bosch announced that they'll be using GlobalFoundries 22FDX semiconductor platform, and they'll be producing all their system-on-chip solutions for ADAS applications. And also, Oculii announced that they launched two software platforms. And this software platform can be applied to current automotive radar sensors and greatly improve both sensitivity and resolution. And if you apply this software, it can improve resolution at up to 100x to some of the radar sensors being used today.
Yeah.
It uses a AI-powered virtual aperture imaging software applied to that, and it does adaptive phase-modulated waveforms and is able to improve the resolution greatly. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah, I'd like to learn more about it, so maybe we'll look into it with a technical article.
Yeah.
And then finally, I wanted to cover Quantic Electronics, which is a portfolio company of Arcline Investment Management. So they started off the year with three companies, TRM Microwave, Evans Capacitors, and Omega Technologies, and in 1 week acquired two more companies. So they acquired both Planar Monolithics and Cori Micronics. So now they have five companies already. So it'd be interesting to follow this conglomerate and see how they roll out that portfolio. Kind of reminds me of a Smiths or Dover companies.
Right.
And so what did you see in the news?
Well, building on this acquisition theme, Infinite Electronics, we know them for their well-known brands, Pasternak and Fairview Microwave. Well, they've changed hands. They've moved from Genstar Capital to a new private equity firm called Warburg Pincus. So we'll look to see what changes. Hopefully there'll be more investments there. They can release more products. And then the other thing I thought was interesting, Apple has announced that Munich is going to be its headquarters for its cellular business, and they are establishing a new silicon semiconductor design center in Munich as well. They plan to invest over €1 billion over the next 3 years, and they're going to be moving into a new 30,000 square meter facility in Munich as well. So it looks like that will be the epicenter of a lot of Apple's work for 5G and beyond.
So it is really good to see there's a lot of investment in our industry. That's a good sign.
Yeah, definitely.
So I wanted to remind everybody of our beam steering technology panel sessions that are coming up. So in March, we have the best flat panel arrays for SATCOM. And then in April, we'll be covering the best phased array millimeter wave technologies for 5G. So you can sign up for those in the events section under webinars.
Yeah, and it's probably not too early to mention that our EDICON conference this year is going to occur in August, every Wednesday in August. So watch for that. We do have a few openings, I think, left for sponsored talks. So if companies have an interest in that, please get in touch with us. And then another reminder, if you're not already a subscriber to Microwave Journal, you can become a subscriber. All you have to do is be involved in the microwave industry somehow, and you'll get a free subscription. And as you know, they can get either a print version or digital online version.
Correct.
So either way is easy. And that wraps up this episode. We want to thank our sponsor, RFMW, a pure play distributor. One of the companies they represent is Knowles Precision Devices, and Knowles has a broad line of SATCOM products, including couplers, filters, and dividers that go all the way from C to Ka band. As one example, you'll see this Knowles DLI microstrip filter has a passband from 8 to 12 gigahertz and is one of a portfolio of broadband surface mount filters that are fabricated with a patented ceramic substrate, which gives excellent temperature stability and high K factor. These characteristics enable small size with high performance, so only 2.5 dB insertion loss and 40 dB out of band rejection. The filter and all of Knowles' products are available from RFMW. Thanks for watching, and we'll be back in a couple weeks.